I want to begin today by saying our God is an abundant God. Amen. I'm reminded today of what he has promised in the Gospel of John in chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." So one of the reasons that Christ came to this earth is so that you and I, as believers, could have an abundant life, that we could have life more abundantly. Amen. So I want to talk about abundant life. Jesus promised us, as we saw, that he would give us life more abundantly. That's abundant life, is it not? Many Christians don't appear to have this abundant life that has been promised by Jesus Christ. Yes, they have eternal life, but they live like everlasting life is something they don't begin to enjoy until they die. The failure to enjoy abundant life is like a girl who receives a beautiful jewelry box from her mother. Inside one of the drawers is a very expensive, beautiful heirloom diamond ring. In another compartment is a matching necklace. But because the girl is satisfied to own a beautiful jewelry box, she never looks inside to find the diamond ring and necklace. Likewise, many Christians are satisfied with just knowing that they aren't going to hell when they die. And so, as a result, they never tap into the abundant life that Christ promises us now. And I believe there are some reasons for this given in the Bible, why Christians don't enjoy abundant life now, because their hearts are filled with, number one, abundant treasure. Your treasure is what you value. It gets stored up in your heart. Many times you can tell what this treasure is because you'll talk about it. Amen. You know, for example, other Christians might say, "Well, what kind of a car are you driving? What kind of a house do you live in? Where are your children going to school? What is your job?" Amen. Instead of, if they're believers, if they're born again children of God, and you're meeting them for the first time, say, "Why aren't you fellowshipping around the things of the Lord? In talking about the things of the Lord?" Well, because that's what these individuals treasure, and they're talking about it. We have to remember what the Word of God says, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So whatever stored up in your heart will come out through your mouth. Amen? In other words, whatever you treasure, whatever you talk about, whatever is stored up in your heart, whatever you your treasure is, your value, will come out, your mouth will speak it. Amen. And you can tell often what is important to another individual by what they're always talking about. Amen. There are some people that may be talking about all the time about their children. Amen. And what they have accomplished. Not downplaying that at all. But the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God tells us, is to have preeminence in every area of our lives. He should be all the things about Him. Amen. Should be stored in our hearts. If we really love Him, if you really love God, the Bible tells us, it's known of you. Amen. Can people, when they speak with you and watch you on a daily basis, know that you truly love God? Really know what is of value to you? That God and Jesus Christ and the things of God and the Holy Bible, that those are your treasures? That those are the things that really you value? Amen. Do you talk about those things? Amen. So one of the problems with Christians today, for the reason that not living that abundant life that Christ has promised us, is because of abundant treasure. It's the wrong treasure. Amen. Another reason why Christians today don't enjoy the abundant life, not only because their hearts are filled with the abundant treasure, but abundant possessions. Now, Jesus said this: a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. Luke 12, verse 15. We all have too much stuff, amen? Material possessions. And in fact, if you've lived in a home for a number of years, probably every space is filled up in that house. I know someone once said that if an individual has an empty space, they're going to fill it. Amen. And that's the problem today. Why Christians are not enjoying the abundant life that Christ has promised them? Because they have abundant possessions. Amen. They have a lot of material goods. Do they not? And those things can keep you and I from enjoying the abundant life that Jesus Christ has promised us. A man's life consisteth not of the abundance of things which he possesseth. In other words, the things that you can see, that all of those things that we possess are temporal. Amen. The spiritual things that you and I cannot see are eternal. And that's what we should have abundance. Our life should be consist of the abundance of spiritual things. Amen. Our lives should be filled up with the things of God. Amen. Those are the things in the final analysis that will matter when we leave this earth and we go into the next. Amen. Is the eternal things, the things that we cannot see, but we know that are there by faith. Amen. Another reason why many Christians don't enjoy the abundant life now is because their hearts are filled with not only abundant treasure, abundant possession, but abundant iniquity. Jesus said there would be a time, he said in Matthew 24, verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. You see, Christians are seeking pleasure from sin rather than from the Lord. Amen. Rather than from the Lord. We should be, our pleasure, our joy should be coming from the things of God. Amen. Living for God, being obedient to God. You know, sin is a very attractive thing, is it not? It'll always present itself, and it goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden when the devil tempted Eve and made things appear so in such a way in which they really were not. And of course, that sin will always present itself as there are no consequences. But we know, do we not, that there are plenty of consequences to sin. For whatever you sow, you're going to reap. That's the law of the harvest. You're going to, despite how sin is presented to you and I, amen, we think the only thing you're going to get from sin is pleasure. That's not true. And that pleasure is for only a season. The consequences of that sin is eternal. The pleasures from that sin are temporal, just for a season, but you're going to reap in eternity what you've sown by sowing that seed of sin, are you not? That's true. And when sin presents itself, amen. When sin presents itself, a lot of Christians don't think about that. No. They think about the pleasure that they're going to get from the sin, and they never think about the eternal consequences of that sin. Amen. Now, also, so how do we've seen that Christians don't enjoy that abundant life now because their hearts are filled with the abundant treasure, possessions, and iniquity. So how do we tap in to this abundant life? First, we must believe Jesus. Trust what he said. Amen. Romans 14, verse 23 says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Many Christians don't believe that they have this abundant life promised to us by the Lord. And this is partly the result of iniquity abounding in these days. And if you don't believe that you now can have that abundant life, you'll never receive it. Jesus has promised it. Just like you believe the words of God for salvation and what was necessary to obtain salvation through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, it goes with anything else that the Lord has promised. And then in this particular case, we're talking about abundant life that the Lord has promised you and I. In order to receive it, you have to believe it. You have to trust. You have to have faith in what God said is true. Just like you place your faith and trust in the scripture and what it said on how to be saved through the shed blood of Jesus Christ and nothing else. See? Second, if you want to tap into that abundant life, we must empty our hearts of treasures and possessions. In Philippians chapter 3, in verses 7 through 8, Paul gives his pedigree and all the things that he had. He was the ultimate Jew. He was a Pharisee. He kept the law and all of these different things. He had all, you know, the training in the law and all the trappings that go with it. But Paul tells us that he counted all these things that he had lost of all things, and as a result, look what he gained. Amen. And he was able to say in Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ. He found that abundant life that is in Christ. He came to the realization that all the things, all the treasures, all the possessions that he had were worthless, were counted as dung. Pretty strong terms. Because he knew the importance of what he had gained. For now he lived not in those treasures, not in those possessions, but he lived his life in Christ, and Christ lived through the Apostle Paul, and Christ wants to live through you and I. He wants you and I to have the abundant life that he promised us. So, Paul found the life that is in Christ. Jesus said, I have come that they might have life. That's why he came. Not only eternal life, but life right now abundantly. Now, if you contrast the life of Christians who have not found the life that is in Christ, you will see that they seek their own. They're not seeking that abundant life that is in Christ. They seek their own. They're more focused on those abundant treasures and abundant possessions. Amen. Again, we're looking at, how do we tap into the abundant life that Christ has promised? We've seen, first of all, we must believe Jesus Christ. Trust what he said. He said that he would give us abundant life. And we need to believe it to receive that abundant life that's only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. The third thing that we need to do is to tap into that abundant life, amen, is we must let Christ live his life in us. The Apostle Paul said, Christ liveth in me. He does. He lives in each, every born-again child of God. Right now, he is living, present tense, inside every Christian. Paul said, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live by the faith of the Son of God. You want that abundant life? Then you must let Christ live his life in you individually. See? And you live by faith of the Son of God. That's right. Christ has promised us, each individual Christian, abundant life. It's there to receive. Amen. But you have to believe it, that his promise is true. You tap into abundant life by faith. Amen. The Word of God tells us the just shall live by faith. Enjoying abundant life in Christ requires from you and I absolute trust in Jesus. Does it not? Absolute trust in Jesus Christ, that what he said is true. And when we don't do that, as we go back to our illustration, we're like the girl who never found the diamond ring and the necklace in her jewelry box. You and I have been given abundant life in Jesus Christ. So you need to go ahead, suffer the loss of those things in your heart that stifles your life, and by faith begin to enjoy the abundant life that is in Jesus Christ. See, for a lot of Christians, their ties are down here. Amen. They're plugged into this world system, to the things of the world. Their feet are planted, cemented into this world. This world is not our home. As the hymn says, we're just a passing through. Our home is up there, somewhere beyond the blue. That's where we should be looking. It'll be a sad day. Will it not? It will be a very sad day, for when the Lord returns, amen, when the Lord returns at the rapture, are there going to be Christians that don't want to go? Amen. Because of all the earthly things that they're accumulated, they don't want to give it up. See, all of those treasures, all of those possessions that each and every one of us have on this earth have greater value than the things of Almighty God. Those things, those material things, my dear friends, will not bring you the joy and the peace and the power and the hope that only the Lord Jesus Christ can give you and I through the abundant life that he has promised. That abundant life is right there to receive. It's there for the taking. But the thing that God gives each and every one of us is free will. He doesn't force anyone. He doesn't want anyone to perish. He wants all to come to repentance. But he leaves that up to the individual. Each one of us has free will. Free will whether to accept God's offer of salvation through the shed blood of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Just as he saying, I've come here, I've sacrificed at Calvary, I've shed my precious blood, not only to save you, it doesn't end there, not only to give you eternal life, but that you can have life abundant right now, in the present tense. But oh, how we are so fooled by all the things that this world has to offer. That you often hear, yeah, somebody, how you doing? I'm living the good life, they say. What they mean is they have a great job, they got a big house, great family, cars, 4-car garage, brand new automobiles. But what they're fooling themselves is, and they don't realize, that's all going to go away someday. That's all temporary. That's not going to follow you into the grave. Amen. The Word of God says we come into this world with nothing. We're going to go out with nothing materially. But what you can do now, you don't have to sit there on your hands and wait to die to go to heaven. Amen. Right now, spiritually, we're seated in heavenly places. But the thing we need to realize is, if you want to have life, if you really want to enjoy life and have life abundantly, as the Lord Jesus Christ promised you and I, then you need to start focusing in on what is important and what is not in this life. Amen? We need to be in this world, but not of this world. We're to use the things of this world. Amen? We need to work to pay our bills, to put food on the table. Amen? Provide for our loved ones and so forth and so on. Amen. That's a necessity. But when you start focusing on all these things, treasuring them up in your heart, valuing them more than the things of God, then you got a problem. You're not going to get that life abundantly. You won't want to receive it. Because you think, if you start putting importance more on the things of God, then you're not going to enjoy this life. Well, let me tell you something from experience. You're going to have a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. When you start treasuring up the things in your heart, in your life, and valuing the things of God over the things that are temporal in this life. Amen. The world is very slick. Amen. And it gets it from the devil. The devil was really an advertising executive, and how he presented that fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to Eve. You need it, Eve. This is going to make life better. Amen. Every day we're bombarded by things on the television. You need this automobile, it'll make your life better. You need this gadget. You need this. You need that. And so forth and so on to make your life better. The only thing that you need to make your life better is the abundant life that Jesus Christ has promised to each and every born-again child of God. And if you don't have that abundant life right now, you're not enjoying that abundant life that he promised, he came and died for, so you could have it, then shame on you. If you've been tricked into believing all the advertisement that all these things that you have makes your life abundant or makes your life pleasurable, enjoyable, and so forth and so on, then guess what? You've swallowed the pill. You've swallowed the advertising scheme of the devil himself. It's up to you. If you're saved, you're born again, praise the Lord. But if you're not living the abundant life the Lord Jesus Christ promised you and I, then shame on you. It's there right now for you to receive. Amen. That abundant life. Jesus has promised it. It's there waiting for you. Amen. You need to receive that abundant life that he's promised you. Amen. You need to allow Christ to live in you and through you. Amen. And as the Apostle Paul realized, all those things that he had were worthless. The only thing that's important is he gained Jesus Christ in that abundant life that Christ liveth in him. Won't you let Christ live through you, my dear friend listening today, and enjoy the abundant life that Jesus Christ has promised each and every one of you. Well, thank you for joining me for the pastor's study. Brother Gino, may God richly bless you, is my prayer, and good day.